Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, December 3rd, 2018. Today is International Day of Persons with Disabilities, also known as Disability Day. The annual observance was proclaimed in 1992 by the United Nations General Assembly, aiming to promote the rights and well-being of persons with disabilities in all spheres of society and development, and to increase awareness of the situation of persons with disabilities in every aspect of political, social, economic, and cultural life. The travel reservation platform Booking.com plans to cut almost half of their jobs in Berlin. With more than 800 employees, the German capital is an important location for the Dutch-American company. Conflicts over working conditions preceded this decision. This is shown by joint research by the Dutch business newspaper Het Financiële Dagblad and German publication Grundzene. The services union Verdi speaks of a planned reduction of 345 jobs. The union criticizes the intention of Booking.com sharply. Despite an increase in sales of 30%, the company is sticking to its decision. One of the two Berlin offices will be closed and temporary contracts will not be extended. According to Verdi, the company employs 816 people in Berlin. Earlier this month, CEO Gillian Tans was at a congress in Berlin and complained about the regulatory burden in Europe for companies like Booking.com. She did not comment in detail on a possible staff reduction in Berlin, but confirmed that one of their offices will be closed to merge its customer service into one office. A spokesman from Amsterdam later added that, quote, "We absolutely want to remain active in Germany and continue to invest." According to the research by the Dutch and German journalists, there were conflicts between the Works Council and the management of the company. Some of the parties argued in court, for example, over working hours. The Works Council in Berlin and the company did not want to comment on this. The Berlin Labor Court confirms, quote, "a series of labor court judgment and decision proceedings involving the BCom customer service center." The court did not provide any information on the contents. BCom is a subsidiary of Booking.com. The company does not communicate about strategic decisions and the choice of location. Booking is expected to employ a total of 17,000 people, 5,000 of them in Amsterdam. The company also does not provide information on the number of employees in other major cities, such as Berlin, London, Vilnius in Lithuania, and Lille in France. Companies in Germany are obliged to pass on relevant information on staff reductions to the Work Council. However, according to the Verdi Union, the employer refused to provide information on the decisions taken. Booking.com is one of the large international digital companies that has settled in Berlin. It targets the many international workers who are willing to work for low salaries. In Berlin, customers from all over the world are served in their native language. A Works Council member recently wrote in a blog about his experiences at Booking.com. According to him, the company has little desire for co-determination, so that, quote, "even the word Works Council was taboo, not to mention trade union." The culture had changed in the meantime, but it is still a problem to talk to colleagues. The Works Council member describes in the blog post that employees have to log every minute, and that if you are employed on a temporary basis, consider whether you want to, quote, "attract attention." He explains that the mental stress and the illness rate for an administrative operation is high. The million-dollar armored vehicle Survivor R was introduced to the Berlin police only a couple of weeks ago. But according to reports by newspaper BZ, it has been in the workshop for several days because of defective brakes. Executive board member Thomas Spaniel of the GDP Police Union told the paper, quote, It's amusing when our highly complex 1 million euro toy has to go to the workshop because of defective brakes without it having been possible to use it sensibly in the past. I would have thought of some better investments for all our colleagues. The special vehicle with high-tech equipment was purchased especially for operations against heavily armed terrorists and was only introduced in mid-November. It is particularly thickly armored against shots from automatic weapons and has protected tires. According to the manufacturer, the vehicle can be discreetly adapted to changing threat situations and is equipped as standard with a protective ventilation system against nuclear, biological, and chemical warfare agents. The equipment also includes searchlights, a winch, and snowblades. According to the manufacturer, the Survivor has 330 horsepower, weighs about 15 tons depending on the equipment, and up to 10 policemen can fit inside, all for the price of more than 1 million euros. The police in other federal states have already received similar vehicles. In Berlin, the Survivor was originally to be delivered in the springtime, but the order was postponed. The armored car is part of the large package of new weapons and new technology for the Berlin police, which was decided after the Islamist terrorist attacks in 2015 in France and in December 2016 in Berlin. New service pistols, submachine guns, assault rifles, protective vests, helmets, computer tablets, modern radio equipment, and cars were purchased or ordered for more than 40 million euros. Around 1,000 people demonstrated against the UN Migration Pact at the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin on Saturday. Pegida and other right-wing populist initiatives had called for the rally. According to police, however, the demo was registered by a private person. Supporters of the demonstration had called on the internet to wear yellow warning vests, following the current French demonstrations against the planned increase in gasoline prices. The UN agreement is intended to make migration safer and more orderly. Counter-demonstrators gathered at the edge of the demonstration, and according to police, there were no incidents and it remained peaceful. A mass brawl involving up to 100 people took place Saturday night at Berlin's Jungfernheide underground station. The police reported that the opponents attacked each other with knives, among other things. Two 17- and 18-year-old men suffered minor injuries. According to a subway driver, the opponents had boarded the last two wagons of his train at Spandau Rathaus station and then clashed at the Jungfernheide station. The driver then called the police. Task forces had to call for reinforcements to get the situation under control. Two young men, also 17 and 18 years old, were temporarily arrested. The officials initiated criminal proceedings for breach of the peace and dangerous bodily harm. It is unclear what triggered the incident. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.